Good morning. Thank you for joining with me today for a half hour of contemplation and meditation. We begin contemplating A Course in Miracles, workbook lesson 257, and following that, we'll sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook lesson 257. Let me remember what my purpose is. If I forget my goal, I can only be confused, unsure of what I am, and thus conflicted in my actions. No one can serve contradicting goals and serve them well. Nor can he function without deep distress and great depression. Let us therefore be determined to remember what we want today, that we may unify our thoughts and actions meaningfully and achieve only what God would have us do this day. Father, forgiveness is your chosen means for our salvation. Let us not forget today that we can have no will but yours, and thus our purpose must be yours as well, if we would reach the peace you will for us. Amen. Let me remember what my purpose is. He says, if I forget my goal, I can only be confused. He says that I can't have conflicting goals without also having distress and great depression. I can't achieve both conflicting goals. And so I ask today for help in remembering what my purpose is, what is my goal. Forgiveness, letting go of the illusion, is my goal, is my purpose. Seeing my brother, not as an opponent, not as someone who is in opposition to me, but one whom I work with side by side. One whom I want the best for. Forgiveness works in relationships. Forgiving them for doing what they never did. And forgiveness also works in the relationship I have with self. Remembering the truth of who I am and wanting the best for me, like I want the best for my brother. Let me remember what my purpose is, to love the man in the mirror and to love the man on the street. Help me to find no difference between those two reflections. Help me to not hold any conflicting goals. Help me to define my goal solidly, so that I can see clearly when something that conflicts with it comes up. Help me to want that goal above all else. Grow my desire. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we quiet the mind, getting into a quiet, comfortable position. Allowing ourselves to settle in, watching the breath go in and out, not controlling it, just watching it. For the next few moments, there's nothing to do, nowhere to go, nothing to fix. We ask our inner guide, what is my purpose? What is my goal? And to answer that question, we need an understanding of who we are. So we look at what we are not. I am not my name. I am not the roles and responsibilities. And as we see what we are not, we lay it in a pile, and we notice that the pile is over there. It's not here. It's not us. Those roles, those responsibilities. I am not the body. See, feel, notice that you are not the body. You come before the body. You are not the thoughts. Are you ever changing? You are not that which changes. All of that you lay in the pile. You are before the thoughts, the one aware of the thoughts. You are before the body, the one aware of the body. You are not the emotions. See that you are not the emotions. Are you the emotion? No. You have not changed. In time, it seems you've changed, but have you? Is it the same you who was there when you were 3, 8, 12, 20, 30? You are timeless. Who am I? Before time, before thought, before the body, before the emotion, before time, before space. Thank you for joining with me today in remembering who we are, what our purpose is. Namaste.